How did you make the decision to invest, not only to hear Henry's story, but to give him your cell phone number and to invest in his life and to become so invested in his situation?
Yeah, I would say initially and transparently, quite reluctantly. It was one of those, really, Lord, is this what you have for me? Everything is great in Malibu. Everything is fine. My family, we love it here. But over time, as I got to know him, as you mentioned, I gave him my cell phone number during that first week. Also, after some careful thought, do I really want to do this? But I believed in his innocence. I believed in his future so much that I did. And he called me, and then I called him back, and then started pouring into his case. Had an opportunity to actually represent him in the Court of Appeals in March of 2013, which was about a year after my family moved to Uganda. We moved there in January of 2012 for 6 months because the Ugandan judiciary said, we want to make these changes we've been studying about, but we would like you to consider moving here to help us. So I said to them, what I say to anybody who asks me to do something I don't want to do, well, I'll pray about it. So we prayed about it, my wife and I and our three children. And ultimately, we felt like this was where God was leading us. And so we uprooted from Malibu and moved to Uganda in January of 12 and helped them create and implement a structure for moving cases from arrest to trial much more quickly. We started in the juvenile realm, and as I mentioned, they are now doing this in the adult realm.
Now, it's been almost 6 years since you first met Henry in that prison. How has his life progressed? And tell us about the current status of his case.
Yeah, well, Henry was released in May of 2010 when I flew back to be with him the day after he was convicted. I prepared what's called a pre-sentence report, and the judge who sentenced him was not the judge who convicted him. It was a family court judge that sentenced him, and that family court judge knew all of the facts that weren't presented at the trial. And so Henry was sentenced to 1 year of probation and was released into the care and custody of Restore International Leadership Academy, which is run by Bob Goff, in Gulu, Uganda. So Henry resumed his studies. He did a couple more years of junior high, and then he completed high school there. And Henry is now actually a second-year medical student in Uganda. So he has fully embraced his freedom. He was exonerated on June 19th, 2015. We got a ruling from the Court of Appeals, letting us know that he had been convicted in violation of the Constitution. All charges were dropped, and he had full exoneration. So he is now on his way to becoming a cardiologist. About 4.5 years from now, he will graduate from medical school. So he is flourishing and is actually here in the United States with me now, traveling, seeing what the developed world looks like and seeing kind of what justice delivered in the United States looks like. We've been to the Supreme Court. We've been to a juvenile prison. We've been all over, just kind of sharing the story of how God's faithfulness in his life and in mine led to transformation for us and transformation for the judicial system of Uganda as well.